What about Paul makes you think he can be that guy?
Well, what he's shown is in our system, you have to have three phases. You have to be able to run the ball. He was an effective runner last year. You have to be able to catch the ball, and he did a good job in that. You have to be able to block people because they're going to try you out. And I thought that he probably improved the most in that situation. Guys were going to test him out to see if he could get to the they could get to the quarterback, and he held up very good in protection. He's continuing to do that. So if you can do that, that allows you to be a possible guy that can stay in the field all three downs.
Is one thing that gets you excited about Perkins the fact that if there is a free guy coming into the backfield, he has that side-to-side quickness to make that first guy miss and turn maybe a loss into even a neutral or a positive?
He's able – he really can cut sharp. So he puts his foot in the ground. He can go burst through the hole. So I like that. It helps both in the run and in the pass protection, and that really has helped his versatility.
What's Wayne Gallman's skill set?
Obviously, coming from college, he was a very productive runner. His stats don't lie. When you watch him so far, what I've seen in practice is he's been able to effectively run the ball in the runs he's been given. The pass protection, he's coming along in, but he's certainly made a big improvement in that last week or so. And then he's been able to catch the ball effectively. So, again, like a young back, he's trying to figure it all out. The game's a little too fast for him, like they are for every back right now. When they're young, but the game's starting to slow down, and he's starting to get it. I've seen a couple bursts, and I think he'll continue to have a good future.
What is it about Orleans that he hasn't been able to get on the field consistently offensively these last 2 years or so?
Well, I think the biggest thing is every time you've watched him on the game, he's been a productive player. Every time you put him in. The simple thing, kind of like Shane a year ago for Orleans, is being able to stay healthy enough to stay in the field. When he's been able to do that, he's been a productive player. But obviously availability is a big issue, and so he's going to work towards that. And right now, when he has been available, he's been a good player. Hopefully he'll continue to keep that up.
We know he can run downhill. It looks like in practice you've been throwing the ball to him a little bit more and trying to get him involved in the passing game a little bit. You trying to, you know, round out his game a little bit so you can use him in different situations?
Absolutely. I think any time in our system specifically, you're going to have a chance to get your touches in a lot of ways. Obviously, from the run is the number one way, but you're also going to be able to get it through some of the screens and some of the check downs that you'll have. Quarterback doesn't have like what he has downfield. He'll give you the ball. And so any time that you can help improve the game and keep the chains moving by catching passes and making third down conversions or getting yourself in second and shorts good, and we are working hard with all of our players, Orleans included, to do that.
Of the guys in your group, do you think he's the guy that really kind of gets his foot in the ground and gets upfield with power quickly between the tackles if you need something in like a third and short type of situation?
Well, I would say that he has shown the ability to do that. All the guys at some time have shown that. Shane's been able to get through there in the past. Perkins has been able to do that. Mm-hmm. But Orleans has been able to show that ability. Again, I think he's got a good little base. He's done a good job. Like all guys, get him on the field, see what he can do, see if he can keep himself available all the time, and I think he'll have a good future.
How about Sean Drawn? He's a guy that had some production with San Francisco, some red zone touches. He's been a pass guy in a passing game. How do you see his role here?
Well, I think that's yet still to be determined. Right now, we're going to try to mix him into the offense, make sure that he's got a good understanding of our offense so he can play fast and put his best foot forward. And then I think the numbers, how much he's going to play, what's going to happen, that's all to be determined in how we're going to do in the fall. But right now, my goal is to try to get him acclimated to our offense so he can be comfortable, so he can play fast and show what he can do.
Final question. I know the NFL now is not a one running back league, and you're going to rotate guys around. How much do you think Paul Perkins can carry load? He's not the biggest guy, but at UCLA, he was getting 20 carries a game there. Do you think he can approach that type of workload per game here at the NFL level as well?
Well, that's a great question. I don't think it's been answered yet. I think that's a work in progress. We're going to have to see how that's going to go. Right now, like you said, in college, he was able to do it. It's a little different level here. We'll find out what's going to happen with him, but right now he's playing and practicing like a guy that, you know, like all backs, they want to have a chance to have a maximum carries. But I think we have a good backfield. We have good competition, so we'll see how that all plays out when time comes in the fall.